utterly gorgeous, if you don't mind me saying. That was Fix It from Cardinology. Brad, Neil and Ryan, the Cardinals, absolutely gorgeous. The interplay between you
what
two.
What do you know?
What do I... Hey, listen, what do I not know, Ryan, is the question. Listen,
you know. The clammy hand of fate.
The clammy hand of fate.
Did you feel the
grabs at my throat once again.
Going up
he did.
While we were jamming.
Every single moment of my life. Well, perhaps most impressive of all, was Brad's... Bin technology use there.
Yeah, man.
That was absolutely brilliant. And the heavy foot on the floor as well. You thought it was a bass drum. It was actually Brad's size 11.
All kinds of stuff on it.
You've got
just noticed that he has bells on one of his...
Around your ankle. Band. That's fantastic. Maybe you could get some kind of sponsorship.
I hear that, those bells coming down the hall. I hear this clunk, clunk, clunk with a ching.
So is true.
But when you hear it, clunk, clunk.
It's showtime.
Ching, ching, with that on there, I'm like, oh, snap.
Yeah, the bread's on the warpath. But listening to that new album, there seems to be influences like, you know, sort of quite a lot of Anglophile influences in there, Icicle Works. Echo and the Bunnymen. Is it fair to call you an Anglophile musically?
I like everything musically, but I definitely agree. I had that same feeling when I didn't hear it till it came out, because I just do my parts and then I get out of the studio because, you know, I have other things that I need to be doing besides annoying them when they need to do other stuff to the record. And also a lot of our stuff in the studio is more or less live.
Yeah.
But I think Neil stays, and he's very mindful of like after to listen to all the performances. I don't know that, but what Tom tells me is that Neil sits and goes through all the takes and listens for parts and goes, no, this part had this moment or this part had that moment. And,
yeah, and you prefer to get out at that point. And,
well, I don't process all that very well, and usually the one that I like is the one where something went terribly wrong and there's like lots of feedback and madness, you know. But that's because the music that I enjoy listening to is very different than the music that I play with the Cardinals or that I choose even sometimes to sit and if I'm sitting and playing a guitar or a piano by myself. The kind of music I write isn't a reflection of what I like musically at all.
It comes
for
out
enjoyment,
something different.
You know?
You're about to do the Foos track as well. What's the particular reason behind deciding to do that one? I mean, have you heard Campbell's version on his latest album, Glen Campbell?
Who's Glen Campbell?
Who's Glen Campbell?
Yeah. Is he related to the guy that makes Campbell's soup?
He's, I think, the brother of the guy who makes Campbell's meatballs. But he's also, I mean, he's a famous country musician, isn't he, from the 60s and 70s. You've probably heard a few of his songs.
No, I'm serious. I don't know who he is.
Wichita Lineman. Rhinestone Cowboy. I'm a rhinestone cowboy.
I only know that song because wasn't it in like a movie with same guy that was in Grease?
Is that Travolta you're talking about?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. So that's him anyway, Glen Campbell.
But I can't stand country music. It annoys the hell out of me.
Oh, well, maybe you haven't heard Glen Campbell's version.
I like this one country artist guy that did that song, Back It Up, Turn It Around, Bring It On Home. But the rest of it to me is
rubbish.
I just don't like it. I mean, I can't stand any of it. But I'm from the South.
Yeah.
So when I started writing songs, it was inevitable that if I played a song in G or A or D, and it was a waltz time song or 4/4 on acoustic guitar, that it probably would sound somewhat like that.
Yeah. Well, it's clear that Glen Campbell's not on the cultural radar, but he did a version of Times Like These anyway. But you're doing a version. Why particular? Just a big fan of that particular song or the Foos in general? Or
I love that band. I think they sound great. They're amazing live, and the weirdest thing about them live is that they have all these new breakdowns that they've put into their songs, which are so metal.
What, like extra riffs and extra, that Zeppelin way that they used to do?
They jam. Sometimes they have these jams that sound like the Melvins and stuff, you know?
Cool.
You know, I actually, originally I wanted to take this song and make it really doomy sounding. Mm. On piano.
Because it is quite a breezy tune, isn't it, the original?
Yeah, I've been screwing around with it on piano and I figured a way to play it in A minor where it sounds almost ironically miserable, which was fun. But I wasn't aware that someone else already covered it.
Yeah,
so now I'm not going to do it.
I've never heard of him either. Well, listen, let's hear your version of the Foo Fighters' Times Like These. We can't wait. Take it away, the Cardinals, please.
I'm not doing it now. I want to fight. I want to wrestle.
I'm happy to wrestle.
Really? Are you ready to feel the balmy hand of death crawl up your neck?
Well, I wasn't expecting it from this quarter, to be perfectly honest.
Actually, but... I just, you know, if I really wanted to hurt you, what I would do is I would just chain you to something and I would just talk at you for a couple of hours until your nervous system failed.
I've got a feeling that might be the best way to go about it. Boys, please take it away. We can't wait to hear it. Times Like These by the Foo Fighters, by the Cardinals.